You got to know when to hold up, know when to fold up, know when to walk.
3,400 slots, 170 game tables, a 500-room hotel, a 3,000-seat theater, an outdoor music venue, six restaurants. That's what's coming with the casino. This is Chicago's Afternoon News. I'm Lisa Dent. Steve Bertrand is here. Mary Van Veld's got an eye on weather and traffic, and Kevin is at the sports desk. Brian Israel is on the phone. He is the president of the River North Residents Association. Bally's was the accepted bid today. This is what the mayor had to say.
Not concerned at all. Yeah. You know, we will continue to engage with city council members. There are going to be some that will vote no. And that's how the world turns. But I'm more than confident that we will have a good, solid majority that says yes to our residents, that says yes to economic development. And as Alderman Burnett said, aren't afraid of progress, aren't afraid to make investments that inure to the benefit of all of our residents, aren't afraid to make an investment in our police and fire pensions, and aren't afraid to put union members to work and make sure that we are building a strong economic future for our city. So I'm not afraid of that.
She said she's not afraid and she's not concerned that pushback would prevent this deal from being done, but it's not a done deal yet. Brian, as the president of the River North Residents Association, are you for or against the Bally's Casino?
Well, we're on record being against, and I would take issue with your introduction just a little bit, Lisa. I wouldn't say that this casino is necessarily coming. This is one step. It's a disappointing development for sure, but the fight is not over.
Yeah, I don't think it's a done deal yet at all. I really don't. I think the mayor thinks it's a done deal, but there are several steps that have to be taken before it is completed, correct?
Right. I think her confidence is a little premature, and time will tell. At this point, we're going to turn our attention to working with a couple of courageous aldermen like Riley and Hopkins, who have expressed their strong reservations about this. And we are going to work with them to do everything we can to try to persuade as many of their colleagues as possible to vote no.
Alderman Hopkins was on with John Williams today on WGN, and he certainly voiced his opposition, but he also raised some questions about transparency and how this deal was done. Is that something that concerns you as well?
Very much so. We were very disappointed to learn that a number of key decision points in this process have apparently been made with little or no city council involvement. For example, the decision to not charge Bally's the second $300,000 application fee for the second site, decision to approve the original minority mandated buyout for the investors, the fact that there was clearly an existing business relationship between Union Gaming and Bally's, and that Union Gaming was the consultant that provided a lot of the revenue estimates. None of these things were disclosed to the city council, and they didn't involve their decisions. And nor was the decision to move down from the original five bidders to the three finalists. This is not a transparent process, and that's not how it's supposed to work. We want the legislative and executive branches to work together.
And Brian, as the president of the River North Residents Association, how many people do you represent?
We have approximately 15,000 households who are members of our association. That represents about 23,000 individuals. I should say that, like any large organization, we're not a monolithic group. Obviously, every single one of those people don't feel exactly the same way, but that's why we did our best to have an even-handed survey out there. We've had an online survey since April 6th. We have had already over 2,400 respondents, and the results are 86.3% in opposition to this proposal. So while it's not 100%, it never will be, that's a very clear indication of how the neighborhood feels about it.
We received a text just a while ago on our text line from what appears to be one of your residents. He said, did you ever drive through Milwaukee and see the giant Bally's Tower west of the highway in complete opposite of their downtown, not obscuring their skyline? So now all residents surrounding Bally's can view big red letters of Bally's and obscuring the downtown views of the Water Tower, John Hancock, etc. when looking east on Chicago Avenue from Ukrainian Village. Is that a point of contention that a lot of the residents feel strongly about?
It's a point of contention, but I think it's hardly the most important one. Our concerns fall into three categories. Number one, we think that Bally's is singularly unprepared to successfully undertake a project of this scale and scope. The average population of the 13 cities where Bally's operates casinos is about 110,000 people. We're talking about a $1.74 billion project in the third largest city in the United States. That's a very different kettle of fish. I think that Bally's doesn't have the experience or the expertise to carry this off, and they are controlled by a hedge fund, which is in the process of buying out their existing shares so that they can take the company private. It's not clear what impact that is going to have on the success of this transaction. And also, we're in an inflationary period, obviously, and in the 3 or 4 years that it's going to take to build this, the price tag may well increase. That will mean that Bally's has to take on additional debt or find new sources of capital. All of those things could combine to jeopardize the success of this project. And then where does that leave the neighborhood?
So are you saying, I'm sorry to mean to interrupt, but so are you saying that if one of the developers of Rivers were to be doing it in your neighborhood, you'd be okay with it?
I am not okay with it no matter what. And I want to be very clear that this often gets characterized in the press as a NIMBY argument, but it is definitely not that. If you ask my opinion, I don't want this in anybody's backyard.
So you'd rather have the city not have one at all?
I think in an ideal world, this is a great city, and we have very smart and capable members of the city council and the administration, and I think that they can come up with a better plan than this. We are definitely in favor of responsible development. We have worked with many developers and the city on dozens of projects around our area for 25 years, and we think that development can be conducted in a way that enhances the community and considers its impact on all stakeholders, but that's not the case with the Bally's proposal. We simply think that development should be conducted on this site that generates revenue for the city, that has reasonable impacts on quality of life for the neighborhood, but does not have all of the associated negative consequences that are often unavoidable consequences for casino developments. So that would include the potential for increased crime, the potential for decreased property values, obvious problems for people with gambling addictions or the propensity for gambling addictions, and then a regressive impact on the society and the economy at large. I think you are aware of the fact that a large portion of the revenue that comes from the state lottery comes from some of the lowest income census tracts in the city. So while I want to pay police and fire pensions and I want to generate revenue for the city and economic development, I don't want to do it at the expense of the most vulnerable neighbors.
Do you think this will be the first of many casinos at some point in Chicago?
Let's hope not.
Thank you for joining us, Brian. We appreciate your input.
Thanks for paying attention to this important issue.
Brian Israel, the president of the River North Residents Association, about the Bally's Casino. It is 2:46. Mary's got the traffic, sponsored by the Illinois Department of Transportation.